Paseo Reina Sofia Radio Networks Channel.
Film versus Narrative. Interview with Noel Birch. Film, theory, practice, criticism, documentary.
I have worked basically in France and in Britain. In France, I made a number of work. I've done television, films about filmmakers, film history, and so on. And in England, I made a number of mixed documentary fiction films, various things like that. But I'm most known for my books, which are about film history and film theory, and some of which are published in Spanish. My first book, which is indeed Parties du Cinéma, was basically, I hadn't succeeded in making films. I went to the film school in Paris, EDEC, in the early 50s, but I had not succeeded in making films, breaking into the industry. I'd been an assistant, but it wasn't very good at it. So basically, the book is a kind of theory about the films I couldn't make, what films should be like, etc. You see, in those days, I had a completely formalistic approach to film. And that book, which today I on the whole reject, I do not stand by that book anymore very much, was a reflection of that. Which originally was an attempt to show that before narrative cinema set in, there was a sort of an innocent pre-narrative cinema almost, which sort of justified my idea that cinema is essentially an abstract medium. But in the course of writing that book, then I began to realize that this was all bullshit, and that that it was more interesting to talk about the relation between film and society.
The form of institutional representation. Film. Hollywood. Narrative convention.
Well, I mean, the point is that that concept was forged, yes, precisely to show that, it's hard to go back on all that stuff because I don't believe in it anymore. The point is the idea there was this common language which, people go to the movies, have learned from since their childhood, and it enables them to read or to film to communicate, let us say. It is that system of representation which involves, for example, the incorporation of the body of the spectator in the imaginary space of the narrative. When I formulated that idea, it was a negative idea. It was meant to be, that's bourgeois cinema, and that there was, as opposed to that, was on the one hand avant-garde cinema, or on the one hand in the present of the writing of that film, and there was this primitive cinema, which I saw as a kind of avant-garde, avant-la-lettre. All right, well, but that's all nonsense to me, and the point is that I feel that indeed today, to say it's eternal, no, is absurd. I'm very hostile to the cinema of today. I find it's it's become very routinized, standardized, repetitious, and I don't see why they need to be made. Countries like Spain and France are totally redundant, totally useless. Countries like Korea or Palestine or, there is something, they still need to make these films. And it's really a social phenomenon. To the extent that they need to make them, they also need them to be seen and read. And therefore they are necessarily using the common language of film. That's my outlook on these questions today.
Midstream, a muddy estuary near a port. Forgotten space, out of sight, out of mind. Upstream, the hinterland, a greedy continent. Downstream, other ports, great harbor cities, oceans. 100,000 invisible ships, 1.5 million invisible seafarers, binding the world together through trade.
The Forgotten Space, a film essay by Alan Sekula and Noel Birch.
We're both Marxists. We both have the same vision of the horrors of capitalism, and we've been friendly for a long time. In 1995, or around then, I translated an essay by Alan. It's called Dismal Science. It's part of a big work called Fish Story, involving photos and essays. It was an exhibition and a book. And I translated this essay, and I was enthralled by this essay, which is a very great piece of writing. It was about the history of the imaginary and of the political economy of the sea and its role as a vector of productivist capitalism. It's the kind of film I used to want to make. And then suddenly there was a possibility of getting some money in Holland, a foundation called SCOR, which produces public art, contemporary art. And he brought his literary talent. He wrote the commentary. And Alan's years and years of research on the sea, his photographs and his writing over the past 20 years, have dealt with various issues of the political economy of the sea. And I brought to it a certain experience of filmmaking to this project. So basically we pooled our various competences and we made this film.
RRS, Museo Reina Sofia Radio.